Act would actually end child labor, but it seems it has legalized child labor through backdoor by allowing children to work at home. But then this kind of help, I think, is no help to the family. If children were all in school, the families would be better off.
Just last year, the US Department of Labor added India to its list of countries where child labor is prevalent, listing 23 goods produced by underage workers in the country's manufacturing and agriculture sector. The proposed amendment expanding conditions under which children are allowed to work in India will be presented to the lower house of parliament in the coming months. Jaswinder Sehgal, FSRN, Jaipur, India.
And that does it for this week's program. You'll find more online at fsrn.org. From Tampa, Florida, I'm Nell Abram. Thanks for listening.
You have the good fortune to be listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Woo! Listen to Free Speech Radio News every Friday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio. At 5:30 each weekday, you can hear a different information program, and on Fridays, we bring you Smile Politely coming up next. Stay with us after that for Hip Hop Express at 6, Blues Live at 8, and Lounge Music and Exotica on the Bachelor Pad at 10.
Weak and my coffee strong. If you're not begging, I'm keeping these leggings on. And I like my man dumb, not book smart. So if you can't follow, keep your mouth shut. You ain't enamored easily. Stay the hell away from me. If you ain't enamored easily, let me be.
We're coming to you live from bustling downtown Champaign, Illinois. You are listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is, of course, if you don't know, the place to go for everything local. And you should know that. SmilePolitely.com. Go check it out on your smartphone, on your tablet, PC, lappy-toppy, solid-state hard drive computer
system. Supercomputer.
Yeah. SmilePolitely.com. It's all there for local arts, food and drink, music, news, culture, text, blogging, photography. We touch music even.
Great comments.
The comments section is actually my favorite. There's a whole section devoted strictly to comments. I'm your host, Sean, and I'm, of course, joined by my co-host, Rebecca.
Hello.
And our guest today is Jessica Snyder, the marketing and events coordinator of UBBA.
UBBA, you remembered.
Your business association.
You sound so shocked.
How could I forget? Also, our opening track today, that was, of course, the very talented Kenna May with a song called Strong Coffee, who will be performing at Uncorked.
Uncork.
Which is the Urbana Wine Festival, which is going on next weekend, I believe.
Mm-hmm, next Saturday.
So, just give us a quick rundown. The Uncork Urbana Wine Festival.
Okay.
What, when, how, what is this? What's going on?
All right. Well, the Uncork Urbana Wine Festival is going to take place in downtown Urbana, obviously. It'll be at the corner of Main and Race Streets on the street and also in Busey Bank's parking lot from 1 to 9 p.m. Admission is $10 at the gate, and that provides all of our attendees with a sweet souvenir wine glass and 5 tasting tickets, so you can go around to each of the winery's booths and use your ticket to sample their wines. And you can purchase additional tasting tickets at the admissions table for $1 each. And you can also purchase wine by the glass, the bottle, and the case if you really like the wine.
Yay!
So, a technical question. For each of the tastes, how much total volume of wine do you get?
In milliliters, please.
No, I can't do that math so fast. Putting me on the spot.
Is it like a drag, a glug, a slug, or a slam of wine?
I'm pretty sure it's like a slam. That one sounds right. No, for real, I think it's an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds right. Don't quote me on that, though.
Give or take.
Yeah.
So take us back. This is the second year that this thing's been going on. Were you present at the meeting when, like, I'm assuming there was a meeting involved. Perhaps it took place in a bar where you and a number of other people are sitting around. You're like, you know what? We need a wine festival. That's what we need. I agree that we do. It's a brilliant idea. But what sort of, like, sparked the idea to sort of get rolling on that?
Oh, well, I wasn't present at those meetings, but I can tell you a little bit about the history behind that. I mean, it actually took a while for us to be able to start this festival last year. We had to go sort of lobby the city council to change an ordinance in their liquor licensing to make it more practical and feasible for us to do this. And I think it got started, you know, because we have a beer tasting festival in downtown Urbana that happens in September.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, you know, what a better thing to do than bring us a wine festival. And I think it attracts a different, you know, subset of people who enjoy, you know, grape-based alcohols rather than wheat and malt-based ones, you know.
But why choose one? Why choose one? And I'd also like to point out to our listeners, I hope you paid extra close attention, that sometimes lobbying is a good thing. Sometimes it pays off in wonderful ways.
Indeed.
So this festival has more than grape-based alcohols, as you were describing before we get started with the show. This festival also has, from what I understand, food trucks and music. Could you talk a little bit about the performers that will be there and also what kind of tasty treats people can sample while they're sipping on slams of wine?
Yeah, well, and also to speak to that earlier, there are going to be grape-based alcohols there. And I know that a few of the wineries are going to bring other fruit-based wines, like I saw some peach wines of your favorite, you know, local fruit wines, and so that'll be exciting. And then also, you know, if you get hungry, we're gonna bring in some food trucks this year. Last year we provided some little wine pairings, little like tasty bites from, and we partnered with Common Ground on that, which was so great and so successful. But a lot of people were like, I want to eat a full meal. You know, so we brought in some food trucks. You know, if you're going to drink wine all day, it might be a good idea to eat something a little more substantial than just cheese and crackers. So we have three food trucks coming. The first one we have is Dragonfire Pizza, and they're a wood-fired pizza place here in town, and it's phenomenal.
It's amazing.
Have you had it?
Dude pulls around his own wood-fired oven to make you pizzas
in like
spot.
90 seconds, and yeah. They're so delicious. And you know, like, pizza and beer is a really great combination, and I strongly believe that wine and pizza is going to be a great combo.
And probably a truer, I mean, like, the Italian pizza flavors.
There
you go.
The authentic flavors of Roma. Sorry, that was
We're going to end the show on that right now.
No, I have an important question I want to ask Jessica. So I know you said before the show that you're not a wine expert per se, but of course, as everyone knows who drinks any amount of wine, the pairings are a very important aspect of it in terms of, you know, the alcohol and the food. Mm-hmm. So in your personal opinion, what wine might pair best with Korean tacos?
Oh, let's see. If we're going with a Korean taco, it's probably gonna be a little spicy.
Is another one of the
Rocks. Rocks Korean tacos are gonna be there, which I'm really excited about.
Also
I haven't had
delicious.
A chance to try them, but I think I would have a dry white wine to go with the Korean tacos. I think because they're kind of spicy,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a little drier for that. That's good.
That's what I would do. But you can do whatever you want. we have one more food truck coming too, and that's Piatto To Go, and they're just, you know, a local favorite around here with lots of classic American style stuff.
Yeah, definitely one of those established Urbana flavor folks.
For sure.
We're going to take a quick break and play another song for you. This is unfortunately a performer who will not be at the Uncork Urbana Wine Festival. This is the newest one from Leon Bridges. This is called, what's the name of this track? Smooth Sailing. Be right back.
Over the horizon, she's smooth sailing. He's concrete seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard. Duval. Sure, said I like the way. Said I like the way. Sail your ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't wear you down. No, honey, I won't wear you down. I don't really know her destination, but I got a feeling I need to be your passenger. She could let me be your passenger. Sure, said I like the way. Said I like the way. You sail your ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't weigh you down. No, honey, I won't weigh you down. She's smooth sailing. Darling, sweet pretty baby, won't you be my lady? Sweet honey, darling, you know I'm calling. I want you. For sure, said I like the way. Said I like the way. Sail your ship now. Maybe your cargo. I won't weigh you down. No, honey, I won't weigh you down. She's smooth, smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing, yeah.
She's smooth, ooh, darling. Won't you be my lady? Sweet honey, darling, you know I'm calling. I want you. Sure, said I like the way. Said I like the way. Sail your ship now. Let me be your cargo. I won't wear you down. No, honey, I won't wear you down.
Welcome back to Smile Politely Radio. That was Smooth Sailing by this dude from Fort Worth, Texas named Leon Bridges. Good stuff. Good stuff. We're talking to Jessica Snyder, who's from UBBA, who's talking to us about the Uncork Urbana Wine Festival, which is going on next weekend in downtown Urbana. Can you get us back on like the wine and food train? I don't know if that's the right term. Slushy machines.
Mm-hmm.
Will they or won't they be present at this year's wine festival in downtown Urbana?
I am 95% sure that wine slushies will be there.
Oh, my. If I had like a sound effect button for like applause and cheers, that's good. I'd push it like 6 times in a row because wine slushies are the best.
They are really amazing.
Especially in the hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
So before we took a break, you were telling us a little bit about the performers who will be at this year's festival as well. Could you give us a little preview of what sounds will be accompanying people's wine experience?
Oh, absolutely. So I'm actually personally really excited about this lineup this year. There's a lot of great local favorites that I know that always put on a good show.
For sure.
And it's going to be great. So from 1:30 to 2:30, Katie Flynn. We're going to do some jazz, show tunes, and cabaret kind of thing. And then Kenna May, which you heard at the beginning of the show, which was awesome. Ryan Groff of Elsinore, and everyone loves Elsinore. Am I right?
Doing a solo show.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Emily Otness and The Diva and the Dude will close out the night. And they did that last year, too, and it was a great show, and we're really happy to have them back.
So can you tell us a little bit about the wineries that will be present at this year's festival? I know there's 9 of them, which seems like a great lineup. Could you walk us through kind of who they are, where they're from, and if there's any kind of highlights of what they'll be bringing that you know of?
Oh, great. Yeah. So I have the list right in front of me because I don't think I could memorize all 9 of them. Alto Vineyards, which is from right here in Champaign. They'll be there. Berryville Vineyards, which is from Claremont, Illinois. Hopewell Winery, Illinois River Winery, Kite Hill Vineyards, and Niemerg Family Winery, Pheasant Hollow Winery, Sleepy Creek Vineyards, and Wildwood Cellars will all be there. All of these came last year, except we've got 2 new ones, which are Hopewell and Niemerg Family Winery. Some highlights. I know that Sleepy Creek recently unveiled a new wine, a new sweet red wine, that I'm really personally excited to try. And let's see. I know that some of them will be bringing those fruit wines, which I mentioned earlier. And I bet at least a couple of them will be bringing some wine slushy machines.
Yes.
So you can get your wine slushy
fix. Sweet red wine, wine slushies, fruit wine. This is just getting better and better.
What's not to love?
Yeah. Yeah. How far afield do you look for wineries? I mean, was there sort of like call for entries put out, like if you've got some wine you want to try selling to some folks in Urbana, come on down? Or was it just sort of like a process of like this winery versus that winery? They're not going to do, they're from Indiana and that probably tastes terrible.
Actually, I'm really glad you asked that because the UBA, the UBBA, we partner with another great Illinois-based organization called the Illinois Grape Growers and Vintners Association, IGGV, I guess is what you would.
But
which is also the sound you make after you've tasted Indiana wine.
But anyway, yeah, they're based in Springfield, and they're the ones that go behind the scenes and work with the wineries because they're a winery association. Mm-hmm. So they work with their member wineries and say, "Hey, we have this great new festival. Who wants to come?" And they like put out the call to their member wineries and. They're the ones that handle that on that end, and then we do kind of all the other everything over here locally.
Right.
So that's kind of the process of it.
So you were just mentioning, you know, kind of the process of recruiting vendors to come to a new festival, but it's, you know, I'm sure there's like so many different aspects that go along with starting a new festival, like not just a new like thing or something, but like a festival has all these different components and different aspects to it. So could you describe a little bit about sort of like the process and logistics of putting on like kind of like a multi arm festival like this that has different kinds of things that people can experience? And, you know, when do you start planning? What are the kind of different phases that you go through as you're putting on something like this?
Sure. Well, it starts out, I think we started planning the wine festival probably in February. Mm-hmm. And it sort of starts out with fundraising and trying to acquire some great sponsors, which we did. And then go into sort of logistic things like getting a liquor license and then getting permission from like getting a special events permit from the city and like getting permission from Busey Bank to use their lot, and then jumping through those sort of hoops, getting insurance for the event, making sure that we have all of the operational things squared away, like, you know, some unglamorous things like making sure that we have, you know, porta potties and like hand washing stations and you know, getting renting equipment for it, like tents and tables and chairs and the stage and booking music for it and designing the website and like social media and programs and posters and flyers. And so
That already sounds overwhelming.
That's like all the stuff is what I just heard.
Yeah, but it's actually so much fun. And like last year at the festival, it was just so worth it. It was such a great time and it was perfect. And the weather was perfect and, you know, the atmosphere was so great and lively. And we can only hope that it's even better this year.
I'm assuming that most of the vineyards are kind of going to bring their own staff who are able to kind of talk about their own wines and the processes that are associated with their respective vineyards. But is there still a need for volunteers at the event at all? Or is that pretty much taken care of?
Yeah. Well, you know, like we run the Sweet Corn Festival and that's a much, much larger event and requires, you know, dozens and dozens more volunteers, hundreds of more volunteers, actually. But this one, we did have a sort of a small call out for volunteers, and we're pretty good. But I mean, if you really, really want to volunteer with us, like, I won't turn you away. So, and there are volunteers do get some sweet perks, like free admission to the festival.
That is a pretty sweet perk.
That's a great perk.
So people who are interested in volunteering and wine,
contact Abba.
Yeah.
Okay, of course, the question we have to ask is, years down the road, where does Uncork go? Is it going to be like total dominance of the Vintners Association in Illinois and taking over all of downtown with big acts from, I mean, all over the country, big touring bands and wine flowing like beer and endless goblets full of... I mean, is there sort of like a vision of where to take the festival? Or is it just kind of like playing it by ear and seeing what is available year to year and kind of going with the flow?
Yeah, I would say it's more of like that, you know, like taking it organically and seeing how it grows naturally. Well, and like this year we've expanded. Last year it like only took place in the Busey Bank parking lot, and now we've expanded the footprint of the festival to stretch out onto the street because it was so well attended and so well received. Mm-hmm. So I mean, if we continue on this vein, I can imagine in, you know, 5 to 10 years the scope will be bigger, we might have more activities and things like that.
You can hire people to like actually squish the grapes with their toes
in a barrel.
That
would be fun.
That would be fantastic.
I mean, I might do that. I've always wanted to.
Yeah, exactly. So just to sort of close out our conversation, can you give us the whens and wheres again of the Uncork Wine Festival?
Sure. It's next Saturday, June 13th, from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. in downtown Urbana at Main and Race Streets. Admission is $10, which provides the attendee with a souvenir tasting glass and 5 tasting tickets, which are good for 5 samples of delicious Illinois wine.
Slugs.
What does the tasting glass look like?
Oh, it's just a cute little wine glass, little goblet, and it's got the wine festival logo on it and our 3 primary sponsors, which are the IGGVA, UBBA, and the City of Urbana.
I'm sure it will quickly accrue value to be sold on eBay, etc. So,
for years to come, of course,
give it for your grandchildren.
Jessica Snyder, marketing and events coordinator for Urbana Business Association. Thanks for joining us again at West Studios.
Thank you. Cheers.
You've been listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is the place that I hope you are already going to on a regular basis to get all of your local info regarding everything from arts, food and drink, music, news, culture, tech, our blog, which is updated so regularly it's hard to keep up with. Great photography by a number of contributors. A lot going on over there at smilepolitely.com. You can also find the podcast version of this very show on smilepolitely.com midweek, Tuesday, Wednesday area. So you have to check that out. You can download it, or you can just listen to it right there on your lappy-toppy. Carry it with you. Cherish forever. We're going to finish by hearing The Art of Polling by Elsinore, who I'm sure all of you are familiar with, and the lead singer of which, Ryan Groff, will be performing at the Uncork Urbana Wine Festival, which is going on next weekend. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Stay tuned for Hip Hop Express, which is coming up next.